We're recording.
I was born ready. I was born this way. I was born with a dick in both hands.
She came out of her womb, started whacking off the doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
We got a live one, ma'am.
Yeah.
Congratulations, he's a fag.
If you ever... Lawrence. Have you ever heard of a dog whistle? Do you know what that means?
Yeah. That's what my white wife calls the dog cock. The dog whistle.
Dog whistle. She's always blowing on it.
Yeah, she's like, I blew the dog whistle. You might want to come clean this up. I blew the dog whistle again. It's made a mess everywhere.
It's all over the buffet. Poof. Is it poof or buffet?
I ain't never heard buffet.
That's, you've got a poof right here.
A what?
Poof.
Oh, a poof. No, that's a fucking...
It's a poof.
Footrest.
It's a poof.
Okay.
It's a poof.
It sure as hell is a buffet.
Anyway, so... I suppose this is a continued Anime Chan's continued attempt to reach the Ute dem.
Cover our demographic basis.
Yeah, I told you earlier, I obliterated my brain cells this week, and so I was late in. Usually, I have to really whip Anime Chan into action.
You're whipping the poor girl?
I'm whipping the poor girl. Well, it's the only way we get the intros out of her. Oh, no. We need a new intro, because the intros aren't working. So we need a new intro. And it's never enough.
Poor,
it's never enough.
Girl.
Do another week. Record another episode. Episode 1, record an intro. Not good enough. Episode 2, record an intro. Not good enough. Bitch. Episode 3, need a new intro. Episode 4... No, episode 3, too racist. Episode 4, not racist enough. let's see what you think of this.
Okay.
One.
Okay. Well, if it helps, you can let Anime Now Chan know that I thought the intros were really good.
Just step into the dick sucking machine.
How can I be homophobic? I watch anime. Wallpaper on desktop is creepy. She talk is just creeping in brain. Use it to future jacket to bottom to make me out trips gay. Me and the 4chan JP man, I'm grinning on Christmas Day. Somebody told that is Seinfeld. There you go. That's the intro to the Anime Now podcast.
I feel like we're on some sort of parallel wavelength, because like it's the same thing my wife says when the dog busts. It's like,
"Kami, hami, ha, kami, kami." Yeah.
That's all that whipping is it seems to be working wonders. I didn't know, like, fucking Anime Now Chan had triplet flows. What? Okay. I didn't know Anime Now Chan was bringing to South London. Damn.
I've been thinking about
giving South London vibes.
I've been thinking about hip hop and rap music this week.
Oh yeah.
Ever since that Kanye track dropped, which is so yeah, the Kanye track dropped, and I decided to go right back. I'm like, I need to track it right back and see what the fuck happened to Kanye. So I've been going right back. I've been doing right back to the very beginning.
That's interesting.
And he's always been a little goblin.
Look, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Like, this is I'm interested to hear what you found, because like I decided last time Kanye West was on some shit. Like I've gotta cut him off. I've gotta like disconnect my well being from this other person's well being and my happiness, because they're intertwined. I think I've told you this before. Like,
I love
that man. I really do. But like once he started doing the ski mask, like Hitler heiling, hanging out with fucking what was it?
The Groiper
Gremlin's
guy.
Gremlin's name. The fucking.
Groiper guy.
Something Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, yeah. Just the grossest motherfucker.
Oh, he's prick.
Like the grossest boogery in this motherfucker.
He's
like,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Does not deserve to be in the same rarefied atmosphere as Kanye. At least I thought so. And then I was like, you know, I can't do this shit anymore. What did you find?
Well, I'm very early on into my delving deep. Like I said, I've gone right back, and I had a couple of listens to College Dropout, and now I'm on late registration, and I'm going all the way back, and I want to because I've never really done it before, I've heard it all, but I've never really like gone through the catalog and watched the
really delved in.
I fucking love his early goblin vibes, like a proper cheeky little fuck.
Yeah, no, he's on the same tip back then that he still is on now, except like I think he's like a lot more just a
way more cynical
down, a lot more cynical,
the whole Jew hating thing was just because of that the manager, right? It was just because of that mod manager. And then he said he watched 21 Jump Street and realized that it was wrong to hate an entire race. he just never really quite got why you're supposed to hate Jews.
No.
You know,
like,
he never really figured it out.
He just, I don't know, he just...
He was annoyed by one Jew.
Yeah, and then he was like, fuck all these guys. Well, it's also
but
kind
he didn't understand
cool...
how they're all annoying.
But like... You know, being a black man in hip hop, like just part of your personality has to be like hating Jews. Because you can't do it openly.
Fans of Jews, like all the radio guys, they're all Jews.
Who?
The hip hop radio guys.
Radio guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were. Yeah, like, they were the ones writing the checks. But shit, not now. I'm doing the Kanye West. I'm not doing this Kanye West. It's like a reflex.
What's your answer to the Jewish question?
Look,
have you ever asked yourself the Jewish question?
it never really struck me as a question. They were like more of a, you know,
a solution.
We like to be
solution focused. then come to me with a problem.
We're very action oriented.
Come to me with a solution.
You got to keep this train on the tracks, like keep it chugging along, as they say. As my boss would say, probably.
I've got to see my Jewish grandma tomorrow for the first time, and. Gotta be at least 10 years. That's gonna be weird.
10 years.
She's gonna be like proper old now.
Yeah. She's still around. Damn.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty young.
Spill that child blood.
Yeah.
Does wonders.
Where do you get the child blood?
you know, abortion clinics.
Abortion clinics. Where are the abortion clinics?
I don't know. I never had to fuck around with an abortion clinic.
Oh, like, God. I did once. And I was like, I guess we must have been 16. I was so...
You get nutted in too hard?
Like, no, like, looking back on it, I really fucking cringe. Like, she had to go... She decided to go get an abortion. And I think my band was playing a show that
so I didn't at go. at the abortion clinic. You're doing a show at the abortion clinic.
No, but so I didn't go, and then I went back to a friend's house and then like really partied. But I was only fucking 16, yeah. 17. But yeah, and I had no idea how shitty they were. Shitty abortions were to have.
Really?
Yeah.
They're shady?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they fucking blow. You feel like shit.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Fucks with your insides big time.
Oh, they got you too? Was it like one of those two-for-one type deals? Like she got
fun.
One, you got to get
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I just wanted the Hoover treatment. No, but, nah.
Get it cleaned out, yeah.
But, so you never you never
what, bust raw?
Well, no, you've never, oh, of course you've busted raw.
Yeah.
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 Because it usually happens, you know, before you've reached the pussy. Didn't have time to put it on.
That's how raw I get.
The rawest.
No, I wish it was like that. Like, No, these bitches gotta work to get a fucking nut out of me. Like, I'm just.
But you never murdered a little Lawrence.
Nope. Mm. No. Well, I do a preemptive strike. I do a preemptive strike, and you're like, pow! Right. No, I used to see this one lady. It was like she had like an impregnation thing. She like just loves. Just really fixated on getting nutted in, right? She'd right, like, okay. She'd like do the whole leg lock thing, like whisper all kinds of shit in my ear,
fuck.
Like, and afterwards, I'd just be like, she'd be talking about like, oh, our babies are gonna look so cute. She'd like really get in my
she
ear
really
about this.
Forward to a brown baby. Oh no,
yeah,
one of
no,
those.
She was like, she's really I can't even imitate her. She'd come up with some wild shit, and I'd just be
you
lying
stuck around
there,
for that?
Spence, being like, stop, shut up, look, you're getting these pills tomorrow. Right? Look, it's not like I'm gonna accompany you to the fucking boots, but you better be getting these fucking. Like, don't play with me. I'm like, have a smile and don't play with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, never.
Yeah, I don't. I've paid for the pills a few times, but yeah, I've only ever been the. I've only ever put my what did you call it? Progenitor fluid. I've only had one fruitful progenitor fluid.
On.
we had to go through the whole process, and yeah, God, don't let a fucking 16-year-old knock you up because they're not going to understand. I really cringe. I wish I could say sorry. I have no idea. I was just fucking.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard that story before.
Yeah. Deep cut.
It's the sudden flash of inspiration.
Damn. Killed the vibe.
No, because I've been having the same kind of experience, you know, like it's my birthday last week. And I get into like a certain kind of headspace. You've been witness to this before. And I start remembering shit. I just told you I've been like listening to a lot of Bob Dylan.
Must be unwell.
Look,
I'm gay. Yeah,
ooh. It's a hard. It's a hard. It's a hard. It's a hard.
Penis.
It's a hard cock.
You my asshole.
This is gonna come. Like, yeah, no, I'm done with Bob Dylan. Like, I finished with Bob Dylan before I reached maturity, like legal maturity. Luckily,
who made you listen to Bob Dylan? Who did that to you?
My own gay ass. Like, I didn't have like parents that listened to music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they didn't have like
any
kind of.
Yeah, no one to fucking guide you.
Yeah,
garbage.
No, like I was in a fucking. Secondary, you know, like the fucking Dutch kids, they like listen to fucking.
Yeah, but you're a fucking poet, aren't you? You're like...
I didn't choose this shit. I didn't choose this life, dude. What was I saying? But yeah, but I keep getting like these fucking invasive, like sudden, like nostalgic memories that I can't even like be mad at because it's like, oh no, I lived that shit, and it's going to be a part of me,
yeah.
Like whether I like it or not.
Well, what's one of these memories? Come on! I told you about Little Joss. You got to tell me one of yours. Come on. back through the mist of time. The jangly guitars.
No, I was thinking about bitches. I was thinking of the hoes that are no longer.
Is that are no longer with us? Yeah. Where are the bodies?
No longer with me. No longer fucking.
Which one would you go back for through the mist of time?
None of them.
None of them.
No, damn. No, that's where they belong. No, I'm not.
You haven't got one bitch that you'd go back for. You'd hop in the time machine.
Look, it's like
if you could goon your way back into the past. If you could goon so hard and so fast,
my way back.
You traveled back through and each of these monitors in this room became a portal to one of the bitches in the past. Each one of these monitors that's currently running the sickest fucking hentai
TikTok compilations.
Yeah. Which one would you jump through?
Like,
I don't believe you. That's not a single one. There's always one.
Yes, there is one.
Yeah.
All of the others, I've you know, come to accept and understand, like, they're necessary experiences, and like whether I can go back to them or not wouldn't change the way that played out, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But like there was this one lady that I got to know when I was about 17, 18. Impossibly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely drop dead gorgeous, and you would think, like, you know, you were fucking 17, you don't actually know shit about beauty or women or whatever the fuck. But like I knew that like this bitch was like fucking upper echelon. Like,
you were hitting well above femininity. Your weight.
Yeah. Look, impossible. I could never hit that heights like ever again. She was like 4 or 5 inches taller than me.
she was 4 or 5 inches tall.
So four or five inches taller than me. She had like these severe severe dour like facial features. She was from Monaco. I think she was some sort of royalty. I'm pretty sure she was fucking. She's basically
was
literally
she
from Tekken. She was loaded.
Yeah.
She was loaded.
Oh, when you date her, it's incredible when you get to date a rich bitch. Like, and you meet their rich friends, and they're buying you rich drinks.
I didn't even date her like that though. Was the thing. No.
Just dated her through sort of looking through her dormitory window. Dated her through cutting a picture of her face out and sticking it on a melon.
No, I gotta get into all of this extra shit.
Yeah.
No, like It was like a really wild. It was like a whirlwind thing. Like there was this fuck, now I gotta like expose all of this shit. There,
yeah, expose away. You're half exposed anyway.
I used to do this gay ass thing. Like I know it's gay, so you can't. I'm fucking straight comparatively now. It's Model United Nations. I used to be a fucking Model United. No, you shut the fuck.
And you were 17.
Look, I already
which
said
which one
it's
were you?
Gay. I already said it was
which
gay.
Which one were you?
Like we got like different countries like each
oh,
year.
Oh, different times.
Different.
What was your favorite one to be?
We were the.
We were the Nigeria to her.
Yeah.
And then one day you were I don't know, the Switzerland to her I don't know, Scotland, and then she finally saw you.
So
she was a fucking nerd as well.
Yeah,
you're both fucking nerds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I was a fucking faggot. She was probably, you know, padding out like her extensive like secondary school resume or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
in order
what
to
do you do? What do you do in the mold?
Going
you
to
in?
Royalty.
It's
school.
An American thing. That
Well, you pretend to be like a fucking like a diplomatic or like a ambassadorial presence from like the country that you represent, and like either like a whole bunch of different departments, and you get to like debate shit and like create resolutions, and then you like lobby with them. Mm-hmm. Like,
and did you ever tackle the question?
Not quite. It doesn't come up very often. It doesn't come up very often in the United Nations. You'd be surprised, you know.
Bet it fucking does.
I bet it does in the really UN.
Anyway, so yeah, you're this fucking nerd. And
we're not getting to anime, are we?
I get to the anime.
Yeah, okay. Look, so we're
tell it like it's an anime.
We're sitting in a large hall, and there's like 200 fucking horny teenagers, and they're all wearing their dad's suit. And there are a bunch of like teenage fucking what do you call them pages or whatever the fuck fucking there are some gophers. There are like a couple
bitches.
Of like underclass gophers.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And a part of this Model United Nations thing is like you have your own custom stationery. So if I was representing like the Kingdom of Bhutan, for example, I'd have like one of us would like make some cool Bhutan stationery, like a cool Bhutan notepad with like a logo on
is
it
this,
and shit.
Is this in the Netherlands? Were you in the Netherlands at this time? Or were you
yes.
on the island?
Yes. Yeah.
No, in the Netherlands.
Yeah. And so what you would do is, like, I was sitting there, and I spy, like, the baddest bitch on the face of the earth, and I'm like, I gotta talk to this bitch. I'm not gonna fucking talk to her. Fuck. So I write a note on my fucking, awesome stationery. You fold it up, you hold it up in the air, and one of these gophers comes, grabs it, and takes it to whoever you're sending it to.
Yeah, yeah, this is incredibly anime. We're talking about anime right now. This is anime. It's gay enough to be anime.
Yeah, and send her this note, and I'm like, hey, bitch, you want to talk about some great replacement theory? You want me to...
Let me replace this dick in you.
You want me to shore up those dropping birth rates? You want me to take care of the your population age problem? Yeah, no. So I sent her one of these notes because everyone is sending these notes around for like you know a strictly business type shit.
Yeah.
And we meet up during the lobbying. Mm-hmm. And
she was in character and she said, me no understand what you say.
No, I don't know what it was. because I was like the most retarded individual. Like,
I don't believe, I don't, like, as much as I like to rib on you, I don't believe you're the most retarded individual at the Dutch 17. Model UN.
I was 17, and aside from Model United Nations, my main hobbies were fucking anime video games.
I never realized you were such a neek. I mean, I knew you were a neek, but I didn't realize it went that deep.
What?
A neek.
A neek?
Neek.
I haven't heard neek. What's neek?
Neek. She's a fucking nerd.
Oh, all right. Okay. I thought this was a variation on neat or something.
No.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I get down like that. Absolutely. But yeah, for some reason, she was like just extremely interested in whatever the fuck I was saying, which included Bob Dylan talk about.
She quotes some fucking Bob Dylan. Good grief. You slimy little fuck. Yeah. Did you get any?
I did. Yeah. And
did you? What is this? Is this the bitch you lost your virginity to? Is this where we're going?
No. She was not too far after that.
Okay, right. You were feeling your oats. You decided to punch real high.
Yeah, I suppose maybe that was it. Yeah. Like,
I'm the best at sex.
I mean, Bob Dylan was involved in that moment as well.
Oh my god. So why is she the one you want to go back to? Just because she was flaming hot, or because she was rich?
Yeah.
Because she's flaming hot and she's rich.
Yeah. All of that. Like, yeah, I like, you know, we talked on fucking MSN Messenger for a while afterwards, for some time, but I don't recall like any kind of like personality here.
She's just a fucking avatar.
But I didn't have a fucking personality either. Mm-hmm. So like, it's whatever. I don't know. We talked about like films and fucking and music or whatever.
So they ship you all off like a 200 horny teenagers.
Yeah,
and then I get, yeah.
Yeah, shit got real fucking sticky. Yeah.
Damn. Oh. I think we had very different 16 to 18 years in that case.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, you can imagine why it would make me like I feel fucking old now, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like just aged, weathered, wrinkled.
Wrinkled? You're not wrinkled.
I'm knocking on death's door. I have never been this old in my entire life. It's
Wait. No.
Yeah.
Now, wait, hang on. Shit, we did it again.
It keeps happening.
Shit, let's do it.
It doesn't fucking stop. It doesn't fucking stop. I'm out here making enemies, alienating friends, like not putting any money away for the future.
You're an enemy.
Do you want me to
fuck them up? I'll fuck them up for you.
Would you fuck up the state of Israel for me? I'd really appreciate that. That'd be so good. That would fix a lot of things for me right now. I'm gonna be dead broke and with nothing to my name. Mm-hmm. And the anime that we've watched this week, Rojin Z from 1991. This made me realize I need a fucking nurse.
You need a nurse. Gotta find a nurse. Yeah.
I don't want a fucking pitch in my ear.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with having to scrape babies out of this. I don't want to have to deal with longing again. I don't want to long. I don't want to pine anymore. Oh my god. I need a nurse.
You need to start getting dependent then. You're too independent.
It has to be.
If you're independent, you gotta start. You know, stop cooking for yourself.
Stop that shit.
You gotta stop that. I mean, you're gonna have to. Probably the goon cave is probably scaring away the women, right away the nurses.
Well, I mean,
although maybe you can make it like I'm so. So troubled, my terrible vice. You do write poetry about your gooning problem.
Terrible vice of gooning. The Rambo.
I often see, like, I often at work, I often come across these fucking, like, 70-year-old alcoholics who have like a 60-year-old, like, nurse bitch who looks after everything, but then they're complete assholes, and they've drunken themselves into horrible states.
Hell yeah.
So a vice is good for getting a nurse. You just gotta make sure, you might have to callus your dick up a little bit.
Callus it up?
Yeah. You gotta have some war wounds.
My cock is in a pretty awful state. all of this gooning, it changes you. Gooning has changed.
Dick like a fucking beetle.
You ever worry that you'll get to an age where, like, loving MILFs is embarrassing? I feel like I'm approaching that age pretty rapidly.
Where loving MILFs is embarrassing? Where,
like, MILFs are going to be the same age as you at some point.
They are already.
I suppose they... Yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel like...
What's with that fucking ad that keeps coming up? On the porn sites, that's like, do you want to fuck ugly old ladies? Do you get that one?
What is up with that?
What's up with that?
Yeah, like, it used to be.
Oi, get that dick out of your hands. Do you want to fuck ugly old bitches?
these old fucking
hags. In their prolapsed buttholes.
these ugly slags need to get dick down too.
Yeah, like, you've got to fuck every one of them. Is that a prevailing fantasy? But does that ad work? Do they get clicks?
It's about the clicks. It's not about whether it works or not.
But I haven't clicked. I don't want to fuck ugly old bitches.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's just
want to fuck 19-year-old trans girls.
Extra retarded, like, subset of gooners that are like, maybe I've got a better chance with these ugly dogs.
Is that what it
is? Are they really that desperate? I wonder.
What's the oldest you've gone?
The oldest I've gone?
Yeah.
Like, 1 year older than me.
Is it? Yeah. Really? That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Like, I only my love of MILFs is all talk, I'm afraid.
Complete, yeah. All talk, no trousers.
Yeah, no.
Damn. I fucked a... Well, I didn't fuck him, but, like, when I was doing sex work, I sucked off a really fucking old man.
How old are we talking?
Oh, I don't even know, but he was very fucking old. He paid good. It was good money.
What is very fucking old? Are we talking 60s?
Well, he seemed very old to me at the time.
How much hair did he have?
Not very much. I mean, he was, it was enough. He was old. It was, like, paunchy, and he was like slim. He had train spotter sort of vibes, like a sort of slim, autistic, mellow train spotter vibes.
Okay.
And I remember going into, he owned his own house. I think it was in, like, it was somewhere in South London, and I went there, and the only real memory of what the house looked like was that we went up to his bedroom, and on his bedside table, he had this this vibrator that was just one long finger.
a long, like, humanoid finger.
They'd always do this. Like, all the John GT would do this. They put out all their sort of little sex paraphernalia. They clearly thought about it. Mm-hmm, they put out their little sexy paraphernalia. And his...
Ooh, they're going to be so impressed.
It was this weird, like, salad finger. Like... salad finger on the bedside table. Anyway, he was the oldest guy I ever sucked off, and he came so fucking quick, which was incredible.
Nice.
I was like yes. Yeah. And he was like, I want. Oh, he was like, I want you to come too. So I was like, I got myself up so fucking quick, grabbed the money off the side and then fucking ran. But he was lovely, but I was not in a great place at the time. I think I was an alcoholic.
That was
the oldest guy. He must have been, I'd say he was 70, something like that.
Oh shit. Did he have like white cock hair?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Wispy white cock hair.
Fuck. One day my cock hair is going to be white.
I hope he didn't like waste a Cialis on that shit. I mean, he seemed disappointed when he came so quick. But I was like,
Jesus.
Like, I didn't charge by the hour, I just charged a flat fee.
Hell yeah.
So, like, I took my money and I fucking ran.
God. See, that sounds like the kind of guy that, like, would have really benefited from a nurse.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I probably could have made decent money from nursing. Nursing, in fact, comes nursing.
Happy ending nursing.
Happy endings nursing home.
Yeah, I think we're on to
something. Yeah, I mean we're in the fucking nursing home capital of southeast England.
Is that so?
I mean, not quite. It's sort of the outskirts of here. There's a lot of fucking old people there. Mm-hmm. Happy Endings Nursing Home. Is it legal? We could make it legal.
I mean,
the barely legal Happy Endings Nursing Home.
I don't know about the legality of it. I feel like it'd be.
I wonder if the CQC
okay
would approve.
Under wraps. I don't know. I'm not sure.
We milk them every day. We call it a dairy farm.
We're just extracting their humors.
On the tax returns, we'll put down dairy farm.
Okay, we got to talk about this anime. At least
we're talking about old people. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this week's anime. I thought it was.
Hell yeah.
It had all the beats of like. A good, like, sort of, it was very, like, early 90s, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the old age hackers were fantastic. It was so good.
Yeah, I thought you'd vibe with them.
Yeah. I loved them. They were really good fun. So tell us, what was it again? Kai, no, right.
Rojin Zeto.
Which is old man Z, right?
Hell yeah. That's right. Let me bust down a synopsis real quick. So, old guy, he's got a hot nurse,
mid-hot.
Mid-hot?
She's hot, but mid. I can't find nurses attractive. It's deeply programmed into me. So my mum was a nurse. I've never gotten off to a nurse.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So much. I'm sorry.
But yeah, it can't happen.
Even the fucking Boots uniform set me off. Like, that shit works. Yeah, so old guy's got a hot, devoted, courageous nurse. And the Ministry of Public Welfare like decides to use him as a sort of a test dummy for their like futuristic robotically enhanced like nursing sick beds.
It's incredible. It washes you. You can chat with your friends. Poop in a bucket.
Yeah, it sucks you off.
It sucks the poop out of you.
It sucks the poop out of you.
It sucks your dick.
It's presumably other stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was great. I mean, I want one of those now.
That's
the
thing.
I don't know what he was complaining about.
Well, I think, you know, there's the whole dignity of like being old, like
have you had to wipe someone's ass?
I have not. No,
there's no dignity to it.
But the remaining dignity that one has in their old age, like and the remaining wishes that they may want to fulfill.
Can you imagine
like
the poor? Can you imagine the poor fuckers? Who had to have me wipe their ass?
I'm sure you did a great job. Did you give him a happy ending?
God,
afterwards?
I'm so glad I'm out of that shit. No, but I probably could have made above minimum wage if I'd started doling out happy endings. Man, that was a fucking grim period.
You put the image of that finger toy in my mind now, and I'm like,
it was incredible. I'd never seen anything like it before or since. It
sounds terrifying.
It was so wispy.
So terrifying. So this old guy gets hooked up to super-powered bed that is, runs on nuclear energy, as like a self-improving, self-learning computer. Mm-hmm. And he fucking hates that shit because all he wants is hot nurse at his side.
He wants those personal sponge baths.
Yeah. So he sort of like merges with the machine and goes on a rampage.
It was very Akira. Was it related to Akira?
Extremely related to Akira. Okay. Yeah, Katsuhiro Otomo is the guy who directed this one. Hmm. He also fucking wrote and drew Akira. Same guy.
Right. What, before or after?
This is after Akira.
This is after. Oh, so we just did Akira again, but with an old guy.
Hell yeah.
To be honest, I found it a bit more fun than Akira.
Well, yeah. Akira is just like...
Akira gets to be a bit of a slog. It's one of those ones I haven't seen the end of that very that often. Yeah. I've seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah, same. I've seen it like a handful of times. And
in the beginning, it's very fucking cool. So cool.
Without
it's
a doubt.
It's definitely cool.
Yeah.
But this one was, yeah, it was like a raunchy fucking romp through the late 80s, 90s.
It's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah,
it's like
great fucking
funny.
Soundtrack as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, what was the name of the bitch that did the soundtrack? The theme tune. She's really good. I checked her afterwards.
Okay.
Hang on.
It's got a great sense of humor is what I was going to say. It's got like anime has such a hard time being funny or like conveying funniness. But like its range of comedic like things is
so
like so varied.
All the old guys look like stink meaner. That was really good. They got stink meaner face down. Well, probably stink meaner. But whoa, fuck. Stinkmina probably lifted that face out of. Have you not noticed that they all look like Stinkmina?
I'm laughing along, but I'm not sure who this person
from
is.
From Boondocks.
Oh right, is that his name?
Stinkmina or Stinkmina?
Stink something.
Yeah, the blind guy.
Damn.
In Boondocks.
Yeah,
they got
sure.
Exactly the same face, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there is like some parallel.
Michio Ogawa is the gal who wrote the theme tune.
What else is she responsible for? You know,
I mean, just like I've been listening to a couple of her albums this week, and they're dead fucking good.
No shit. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look into that for sure.
Working from like 1991, had an album, had a few albums out, and then had an album out in 2020 or a single out in 2020.
Okay.
Haven't listened to that yet though.
I love it when that happens. Like I felt like there weren't any standout tracks for me, but I guess that wasn't really what I was paying attention to.
What were you paying attention to?
The way that the artists lovingly rendered the legs and various other parts of the nurses.
Well, I wasn't looking for this one. It's because it was all nurses. I didn't see.
Wow, I didn't even figure for that. That's such a shame.
I had a family in my pants. Yeah.
But aside from their lovingly rendered features, they're like I feel like a. An actual like real cast of characters rather than like anime caricatures, right?
I mean, no, they were definitely anime caricatures.
Like, look, I mean, like compared to something like Birdie Wing, like they felt like real people in an anime is what I'm saying.
Oh
I guess.
Fuck. So today I like read this synopsis for a new anime. Can you tell me how typical this is of anime?
Sure.
So, this is the story of a boy who became the lone Adam among 4 billion Eves in a world okay. where a pandemic has rendered men impotent. High school student Itsuki is the exception who escaped it. In order to protect the secret, he transfers to a very special high school, which turns out to be composed of 90% girls.
No
They're only 90% girls because they got dicks. that's my dream show. there, he encounters an alpha. He encounters an upbeat, friendly senior, a sexually frustrated female teacher, a tomboyish school prince, and an heiress from a wealthy family. It's your bitch. You can get back in touch with your unrequited love. For Itsuki, who has his pick of any woman in the world, the question remains, what should we do with the Jews? No, it's his wish for many Jews. Sorry, I misread that one.
Understandable.
It really would have been the perfect anime.
Yeah, that sounds extremely fucking anime. Is that anime? I think that's a commonly recurring kind of setup. Like, okay. Was it called?
I can't remember. Something about Eve and Adam. Adam and Eve.
Oh.
I can't remember. I only screen capped the synopsis. I can't remember why I did that.
Yeah, we'll come across several animes like that, most likely. That's not the last time we're going to hear of that plot contrivance.
But yeah, this anime felt like watching, like, I don't know, like a Ghostbusters or something that's, like, wholesome, good fun.
Hell yeah, it's of that time, yeah.
And, like, I mean, not great, it was less gay than Ghostbusters.
Mm. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I also feel like the kind of messages that they wanted to get across in Akira in like a very heavy-handed way landed a lot better in Rōjin Z. Along with some other themes that I think are a lot more relevant to me now that I'm a fucking...
You're an old-ass bitch.
Old-ass bitch.
How old are you now?
Pretty five.
35, is it?
I'm ready to be put on the fucking scrap heap.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what that's like, being only 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope that you never have to... Never have to encounter such terrors.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? Fucking themes. And shit.
What does that mean?
I was gonna ask you which bitch was the baddest in
Rōjin Z,
but like I guess you weren't really.
I really liked the old hacker who got his dick out.
Yeah,
just showed him so hard. I mean, that's me.
It got stiffed up from hacking real goods.
Yeah.
And then threatens to show it to a nurse. Yeah, that's it's not a bad. Maybe there's hope for me after all. Maybe I can get rid of this.
I can't remember the last time I got randomly
sexually harassing
up.
Women.
I'm trying to think. I think
it's. I mean, I'm stiff all the fucking time. That's just what it's like in the goon cave.
I have to avert my
life
eyes
in the goon
time.
Cave.
Goon cave. Goon cave.
It's probably not great practice to refer to other. Podcasts while recording your own podcast.
Oh, no, which one?
the one about gooning you listened
to
the other
day.
Yeah,
that was good fun.
I thought it was so sweet. Oh, and the theme song you made me think of it as well. I was gonna bring it up after I heard it, but the story about the guy that meets up with his long distance goon pal, and they rent an Airbnb together and just like, jerk off compulsively, I guess, which is
what you're doing right now.
I guess I saw myself in that story. It's sweet, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah.
If that's what you want
to
call it,
that's sweet.
Yeah,
to me.
I don't know. Like I'm as anyone with half a dick, I'm deeply in love with the Vega.
You got a dick. Oh, no, that's cool. No, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. You got one of those too?
I'm so tired. Lawrence, I'm so tired.
Yeah, no. Me too.
Yeah. God.
You know who else has got dicks?
Who else has got dicks?
Dogs.
Yeah, you've been talking about that a lot. You okay?
Yeah. No. People keep talking about the foreigners taking all the white women. No one's talking about the dogs. No one is talking about the poor housewives who are like, you know, on their hands and knees, like wiping up a big
progenitor
stain in the kitchen or whatever. Food. When all of a sudden Fido comes along and spots an easy target, and it's like, I'm gonna cuck the shit.
You ever heard that song "White Girls Fuck Dogs"? You heard that one? White girls fuck dogs. They really fuck them.
Yeah.
White girls fuck dogs.
Yeah, I think you may have sent that to me.
I sent it to you. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's ancient. It's like a something awfully type track.
It rings a bell. It rings a bell somehow.
Yeah. I was never on Something Awful. I didn't have the internet between the ages of 16 and 18.
Yeah.
So I missed out on that like prime shit. I was getting my actual dick sucked.
Rather than your virtual dick?
Well, then my virtual dick sucked. Right, sucking the virtual dick of other anons.
that seems cool, I guess. But have you tried anime and
I'm trying.
If you
something you said really depressed me just now, and I can't think what it is, but now I'm feeling.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's your fault.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Go back up through all the things you said. No. That was gay. That bit was gay.
Was I unbearably gay again?
If it was gay.
You remind you of the time you got cucked by a pooch.
I didn't get cucked by no pooch.
No.
I'm cucking the pooches.
Well, count yourself lucky.
I'm cucking the fuck out of the dogs. I got your bitch scratching another bitch off my off. What was it? Oh no, it's got the M word in it. I can't say that one. how many times have you gone through that? Have you listened to the Kanye track?
Just the once. Yeah,
there's a few times it's been going around. He's got lazier. I can't tell if the lazy production is good lazy production. Or it's just fucking lazy production.
Wait, the production was lazy? I think that was the only.
When the orchestral shit comes in, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the it feels like hollow, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But not in a cool minimal way.
Yeah, I think that's sort of like characteristic for like a late stage Kanye in decline.
I think
I'm sort of inured to it because I'm like I've become so accustomed to it.
But it wasn't.
It doesn't have the.
It
same
wasn't
warmth, yeah.
Avant-garde like Donda.
Was Donda avant-garde?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it was.
I don't think I've listened to Donda enough, for sure. I think I did not give Donda the same amount of time as like the rest of his catalog.
Yeah, that's right. That was when I was working with the kids. One of the kids was listening to it.
I might give Donda a go. I started listening to.
I'd fully recommend going right the way back. We should start a Kanye podcast. I don't want to
well,
start
you
Kanye
can focus. you can do Kanye. I'm gonna do Burzum.
Like, Andy Burzum.
Yeah. I'm gonna
say apparently the logo on the new album is like Burzum font.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to know all about Vogue, like I can tell you all about Vogue.
Yeah, we can exchange some notes. I always meant to properly get into Burzum.
Oh yeah, do some Burzum. Yeah, that's good. It's good music. It's good ass music.
Yeah,
he's
no,
a fucking, he's
yeah, without
absolute
a doubt,
fucking prick, but it's good ass music.
Yeah, well, I feel like his whole like white supremacist shtick has been defanged somewhat.
No. He's the real deal.
Oh no, without a doubt. I don't doubt that. But like after you drop like an extremely fucking autistic like tabletop RPG system about how racist you are.
That happened years and years ago, though.
Years and years ago.
Yeah, the RPGs. Early 2010s.
It's like a 2010, yeah.
Like even he was talking about it earlier than that.
He's done plenty
of shit.
Yeah, well, like if you're like on that level of autism where you're like roll dice to calculate circumference of a black person's head, I can't take your racism seriously anymore. Like I think I needed that before I could actually get into Burism.
Oh, I saw Mayhem once. That was fucking sick.
You saw Mayhem?
I saw Mayhem in Norway in Oslo.
Oh fuck.
And it was on Easter fucking Sunday, right? It was on Easter Sunday and they crucified Attila Shisha. Attila Shisha spent the whole time throwing meat carcasses into the crowd. There was fire everywhere. And
yeah.
at the end a few guys brought on a giant fucking wooden cross and they fucking crucified him on it. It was fucking incredible. It was so good.
They're all just like a bunch of theater fags.
They also happen to be
extremely racist.
I mean, I don't think Attila Shisha is racist. Attila Shisha is like pretty cool. But he wasn't around at the beginning.
Sure, yeah. Right? I mean the first black metal folks are just a bunch of fucking theater fags, right? Or also like
half the shit Aronimus fucking said was incredibly gay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then I don't know. If I blew my brains out with a shotgun, would you take a photo? Would you be cool enough to take a photo of it and stick it on a bootleg?
No, I'd be extremely sad. I'd hate that.
I really need to wee.
I hate that.
I need to pee pee.
Sure. Yeah. I guess I can allow you to pee.
How long are we done?
On mic. Yeah. In your trousers. Senpai has given you permission to piss.
All right, open up. you ever
open up, please, senpai.
You ever done the piss thing?
No.
Really? Fuck me, you are a nerd.
Yeah. I'd like to. It seems like fun, but the logistics, like if I had to do it in my beds, like I'm not
bed.
Putting up with that.
Fucking hotel. If you've ever been in a hotel, fucking it's pee-pee time.
Oh, I'm not time fucking pictures. Getting a room to do that. If I had the money for that, I would. But the other thing would have to be like to get like do the whole sex nerd thing where you get like take
I pissed on a bitch in Oslo. After seeing Mayhem.
These fucking freaks. These Oslo freaks.
I can call her a bitch because she is.
Like if I had to take someone to the fucking bathtub just to piss on them, then like my dick is gonna get real fucking soft.
Yeah, it has to be soft in order to piss. This is the thing. Is it like when you're pissing on someone, you have to make sure that you're not too hard, because otherwise it doesn't come out.
I think the crazy hard dick stream would be funny.
It's like spraying all over the place. Four different streams. more bitches.
introduce a bit of like roguelike fucking procedural generation too. That'd be good. Have you noticed?
I've been on both ends. Sorry, yeah.
Have you noticed a pattern in the animes that I've selected so far?
Pattern. Well, one sucks, one's cool. One sucks, one's cool. You're doing that deliberately. Can I just not watch the ones that suck?
No, I'm not doing it deliberately. I was gonna do a joke about how I'm. You're such an abusable 19-year-old, and I'm going to continue to abuse you with alternatingly good and bad animes. But
you know what we're watching next week yet?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
I was wondering if we should tell the dickheads.
Should we?
I don't know. I don't know how important the anime is.
Not important at all. Sure, yeah, I can tell you. We're watching. You're gonna love this. We're gonna watch Do You Love Your Mom and her two hits, Multi-Target Attacks.
What? You say in Japanese?
No.
Do you love? Do you love your mama?
I was waiting for the voice to come.
Target to attack.
Five episodes. It took five episodes to get the voice out, but it's finally here. It's finally here to party.
If you're not gonna do the fucking work, and then I'm just covering your ass.
Yeah, you're right. I do have to get back on my Nihongo studies.
Your what studies?
My gay ass faggot studies.
You said it.
Elio.
You said it. My dad's come to this party.
Yeah, you want to come?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, fuck it. I'll send her a message.
Yeah, today. No one ever invites me to parties. I'm really good at parties.
Yeah. You're going to bring out the Japanese guy?
Bring out Japanese guy. Get out. Otaku Bin Laden.
Oh yeah. We got to warm up Otaku Bin Laden for sure. Make sure Otaku Bin Laden is warm and ready to go.
Otaku Bin Laden for her, and Kat is Seinfeld for him.
I was concerned that I didn't have
every pie.
I was concerned that I didn't have a present to bring to the party, but I guess that's covered now.
Salam alaikum.
All right, let's get it. Let's party. Let's go.
Oh, where are you gonna be?